handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is April 16th. It's a Tuesday, 2024, or whatever day or month or year or time of the day you want to make it up to me, because it doesn't really matter. Guys, I really want you guys to think about that opening statement. I say it on every show because it's absolutely necessary. The thing that we believe in, what we think we understand, is it's just all make-believe, right? I mean, this is what we're up against. So anyway, good to see you guys. Thank you so much for being here. As we go down through the day's events of things, I will tell you that we have had another day of just kind of, it's lackluster at best. We had Trump, he has continued to go ahead and put together a list of things for them to come up on when it comes to next Tuesdays. I think it's next Tuesday or Wednesday, they're going to hear the complaints about Trump putting things out on True Social. And so that's going to go out there, and that's fine. So that's a good thing, right? So, no. But the problem is we have a judge in New York who has continued to overstep his bounds. And guys, this is, okay, I don't give a crap if it's Charles Manson, if it's your version of Satan. I don't care if it's Jesus Christ. I don't care if it's Ted Bundy. I don't care. I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton. Never, ever should we even understand what the judge has an opinion about. Never, ever should we ever go into these things going, well, I wonder if I or this or, oh, well, their daughter, their dog, their cat, they bought a truck, they bought a car. When you think about how this whole thing with this judicial system is coming apart, I mean, yeah, we've quit talking about Atlanta. You know, old Fanny or Fawny or Fanowny or whatever we're going to call her now. You know, Fanny's got a credibility issue. And so this whole thing just comes apart almost as fast as you can think about it. Edward, good to see you. Tony, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I haven't seen you in a while, Tony. Thanks for showing up today. My point is that when we think of a district attorney, the district attorney should get a blank piece of paper and then be able to read that blank piece of paper, and then that's it, and go, okay, so these are the things that were written. I don't care who is at the top of the page. Is this a crime? Does this meet? You know, is this going to be, the juice going to be worth the squeeze? And I just happened to pick this book up. This was given to me at an event when I was in Portland. Yeah, I was in Portland for this one. Civil War and the Constitution. It's actually a book that actually has a library stamp in it from 1930, which is almost 100 years ago. So, anyway, so one of my followers, really great guys, sent me this or gave me this, but here's a crazy thing. I was given this in Portland, Oregon, and this book is from Kansas City, Missouri, public library. Long way from home, all the way up there in the great Northwest. Quick update on the Twitter files of things, guys. Twitter files 3,288. So I'm up one from yesterday, even though I gained four today. Just love that. And even the even a fake Elon Musk account even liked me. Let's see, where is it at here? Yeah, it says Elon Musk followed you, but it's Elon underscore underscore Musk, lowercase underscore underscore underscore. They have 17 followers. So again, cool. But anyway, that's just how we do it here on the old Twitter sphere. They go out there and they create these drama-filled moments, and we're supposed to say that they are on the right side of everything. Yeah, it looks like the videos are back up playing correctly on Twitter today, so that's good to see as well. Thank you, Leanne, for being here. Appreciate that. Juliana, good to see you. Hi, Jim. All the judges. Yeah. Ken, good to see you. Thank you for being late. We will count you as tardy, and those will go down in your permanent record. Remember, when you went to elementary school and middle school and high school, they talked about it being on your permanent record. Bull crap. Think about the fear-mongering we went through as children in school. Let's just go off on a little rabbit trail here for a second. Let's go off on a little... Let's run off here. Lisa Fetter, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. John Kennedy won't be here today. He is playing hooky at a Japanese grill, so screw him. No, just kidding. He texted me earlier and said he wouldn't be in on the show today. He is going to the Fujiyama, which is sounds very Japanese, steakhouse, hibachi grill. So, yes, he is going to be out having a good time. Oh, yeah, good time. Jenny, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Good to see you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Ken, right after John Rader. Uh-oh. Well, John Rader is, he is obviously, looks like he is a little bit tardy as well. And if he's not careful, we'll just call him, we'll collect him or count him as completely absent. Wasn't that a thing in school too? Okay, so if you were tardy, that went on your permanent record, and then your tardies were then registered to your parents, and your parents thought that that was the end of the world. But then if you were more than, if I remember right, I was one of the times, if you... were more than 10 minutes late, you're considered to be absent for the class. Well, at that point, why even go to class? You know, if you know you're going to be tardy, and this is another thing. I don't know. I kind of think that we really, really need to rethink a lot about what we think education is. It is a racket of tyrants who believe that dealing in fear and leverage is the only way to educate people. Don, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. It's great to have you here as well. Okay, Ken, I did not see your initial comments because I did not have that page pulled up at that time. And we will review the tape and see if that's accurate. At that point, we will take your tardy away. If we decide as a committee, a body of people, that you really were tardy and we just feel that you're just trying to get out of it, we will just berate you for the rest of your life and make you feel like that you were wrong for even questioning the fact that you were tardy. So just get that through your thick skull there, Ken. Not everybody just gets to walk in late like you do. Anyway. But think about this whole thing with education for a second. I mean, we got kids that in elementary school are literally stressing out. I mean, literally stressing out. They're losing their minds. They're coming home and going, I got schoolwork to do. I got schoolwork to do. Guys, there should be no homework. And to say that a child needs 4 and 5 hours, guys, okay, listen, I speaking from a guy who, you know, I remember that there was homework being sent home when I was in school, and there was times it seemed like you had a lot of work to get done. But then I do remember my daughters, my 3 daughters and my son, and I did have a stepson, so it'd be 3 and 2. but you look at these people, and Linda, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. You look at these people, and they, like my kids, and they were sitting down and having to study and rail through this stuff and blah, 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 blah. But for what? Why were they, what was the benefit of it? I mean, I have 2 college degrees. I've got all kinds of certificates. You know, I'm forklift certified. Just, that's a construction thing. It's a funny thing that we all say. But anyway, I've ran every piece of major equipment that man has ever made successfully and very efficiently. I have ran every power tool that I could ever think of. I've driven every type of nail, every type of bolt or screw or nut or washer. I mean, I have done all these things. And never once when I was in school Did I learn how to actually make money or to actually prepare to complete a task that was beneficial to my survival? I'm 52 years old. That happened a long, long time ago. But again, this is where we don't seem to see that these kids, guys, I'm telling you right now, eighth grade, I don't think the eighth grade's far. I don't think we should go that far. I think 8 years old, you get up to the point after eight years old, seriously, third or fourth grade, what did you learn past that? Other than walk on the right hand hallway, stand in line, no cuts, chicken butts, you know, whatever, no nuts, whatever the phrase was. John Rader says, can I even announce present for the roll call? See, again, my selective hearing, John, I don't think that you were here. I think you're making this up now. We'll see. We'll have to go back later and really verify what's going on here. It just seems like it's a bit out of control, the tardiness. This is just ridiculous. I'm going to have to get the principal involved. Superintendent of schools will have to be called in to, you know, to really adjudicate the whole thing and see how we get this all, get this all figured out. And that's it. Guys, I'm gonna bring the superintendent in. We're going to have the school board involved. We may or may not call your parents. We already did. And this is what we do. We're very abusive. We always constantly manipulate, push things around. There is no laws, rules, or regulations that bind us to anything. We just have all these made-up things as we go along. Remember, guys, like, comment as often as possible. Debbie, good to see you. May I ask what this group is about? I am new here. Well, Debbie, the ongoing joke in the middle of all the hysteria of the judges who are way outside of whatever a judge should be. He's just supposed to be the zebra in the room, the call and balls and strikes stuff. John Rader says, fun and real stuff. And so what we've done is we talk about spiritual stuff. We're talking about the medical and the health and the mental part of it and all the geopolitical, you know, stuff, the worldwide money problem, the worldwide health issues, the worldwide tyranny problems, the global money-making machine called war. We talk about all those things, but in our tongue-in-cheek of things, when we have, especially some of our regulars are super faithful here, and we really do enjoy having those guys here. Dave, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. When we get to talking and we just want to be we have a little levity. Those that give great comments, great questions, or great comebacks tend to get gold stars on an imaginary chart that we have hanging right here. Or is it? I don't know. We move it sometimes. Is it over here? Anyway, so then as we go through the whole star chart thing, sometimes you get a gold star, sometimes you just get a nothing at all for your great participation, things that you really thought was amazing. We're just going to let you down like the government. We don't really care. Sorry, your emotions suck. So you fix it on you, and we're going to continue to take your money from you, and that's what we do here at the government. So as we go down through that process, then we do find times where we will need to administer punishments, and punishments do come down to maybe not getting your gold star, but also 50 lashes with a wet noodle and other types of things like this. These are things that will come in to play. We want to make sure that everybody is treated irrationally and unfair, and then also propped up on a pedestal when they do mediocre work at best. So anyway, that's what we do here, Debbie. It is an amazing show of this's and that's, and we talk about individual freedoms and individual liberties. These are our first priorities, individual freedoms. That's the freedom of the body to move freely. The liberty is whatever your mind wants to come up with. You want to be a carrot farmer? Then be a carrot farmer. If you want to be a dirtbag, then go be a dirtbag. I'm not paying for it, and have fun. John Rader says, I trade my gold stars for cat food. Well, yes, we do allow you, if you build up so many stars in a certain section in a certain time frame that we really don't have any real markers or way to track it, we will allow you to trade those in for other things. So, and these are all imaginary, made up. It doesn't really matter. A lot like the laws, rules, and regulations that we have coming down from the federal government. I can make them up. They can make them up. They can make up money. Why can't I make up money? They can make up stuff. I can make up stuff. By the way, remember, You got to get that government chemical to keep you safe, folks. 4 years later, we're still working on trying to get slow the slurry. What are we? 4 years later, guys. Here we are. It's the month of April. This is when really, really, really got bad, because remember, they were talking, they shut down the Final Four and had everybody in masks, and people were practicing football and basketball, running around in masks on their face. And because, you know, that watery stuff coming out of your pores, that's fine. Debbie seems to be an overachiever. We're going to have to read her comment here. Plus, we were in the health and wellness business. I like to use all the natural products, especially now these days. We are a farmer and a livestock owner. Oh, well, Debbie, man, she's slaying it. I don't know. We're going to have to get her, at the head of the class, get to move your desk right up to the front, Debbie. We here at the Jim Price Show understand the government would never hurt us, and they would never mislead us. They're great. Thanks, government. No, anyway, cool stuff, Debbie. That's great that you're doing that stuff for everybody. And we do talk about how we use copper vessels, make sure that we drink out of copper, take a couple of supplements as well as other things. We talk about you being a better person. Your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being the better than the day before. And there you go. So, Debbie, thank you for everything. And, no, awesome, you're doing that. If you are a farmer and a livestock owner, maybe you need to, everybody needs to pound, we're going to say pow, 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 bam, bam. We're going to pound Debbie's friend request right now. So, Debbie, be ready for the inundation of everybody hovering over Debbie's name and then hitting the add friend button. So, be prepared, Debbie. Everybody is coming at you. So you have copper straws? I would love to have a copper straw. Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Debbie, I think you may or may not have earned a star. We're going to have to go to the replay for this. We'll have to let the we're going to get New York involved. Yeah, New York, we need a replay on Debbie's comment of copper straw if this is an authentic thought. We will see. Sorry, Debbie, we're going to have to get back to you when the NFL gets back to us, corporate. Yeah, Roger Goodell is going to weigh in on this and his $25 million a year and his access to 5 private jets at any time. So when Roger gets back to us, we'll let you know, Debbie, if your copper straw is a thing. And I am actually kind of, I'm going to look it up. I don't care. It's one of those kind of days, copper straw. Oh my gosh, they have them. They have bent pure copper straws. They have outset copper straight long reusable straws. They have copper straws, food safe, solid mule. What the? I hate Amazon. I really hate you, Amazon. I hate you, Amazon. This is kind of cool, though. Copper straw, food safe, solid copper mule drink straws, 8.5 inches. Wink, wink. Ain't that right, boys? Ha, 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 ha. 8.5 inches. Anyway, that was really immature of me to say that. Pure copper straw, only food safe, lacquered outside to keep copper straw shiny. No lining or lacquer inside. No nickel or stainless steel lining. Well, wow. So good job there, Deb. I don't know if it's Deb, but we're going to go ahead and abbreviate that because we are so efficient here at the Jim Price Show. We can't even pronounce Debbie. We're on top of things here. So this is what we do. Yes, I do. I will not purchase from Amazon. So we are going to refer to a different account other than where that was at, but that was cool. I didn't realize those were a thing. So good job. I'm going to have to get me, but see, I'm not a sucker. Ah, man, got my heart going on that one. That was good, Debbie. But yeah, I'm not a sucker, so I don't know if I will be purchasing a copper straw, but I definitely will be referring to them as a thing now. So copper straws, you know, there you go. 8 inches, maybe a grower, not a shower. Ken, I have no idea what you're talking about. That seems very ludicrous in some ways that you were working with your 12-year-old brain instead of Yeah, we're not adults here either, so don't worry about it. All right, a couple quick things. I wanted to go over some stuff here with you. United States Supreme Court is holding arguments in Fisher versus U.S., a case that could reduce a criminal charge filed against more than 350 Trump supporters who participated, wait for it, in the woman's rally on January 6th on the Washington, D.C. campus. You know, I've been there several times now since January 6th. January 6th was my first time in D.C. I stood in an inch and a half of mud in front of the spire called the Washington Monument. And that place is weird. I mean, seriously, guys, you got to really think about it. I live in Kansas. I get it, all right? We've got a lot of wide open spaces. Or whatever that song is that, from the Dixie Chicks, that we can't celebrate their music anymore because one of their singers is an idiot. Sad deal. Really did enjoy their music. Not a big female country music fan on a lot of times because I think it's just a whiny, I'm going to, what do you call it? I'm going to scratch the paint off your pickup truck. So I don't like those kind of songs. But anyway, so yeah, wide open spaces. Anyway, so here in the wide open spaces of Kansas, I don't tend to see what seems to be just an idiot with a spirograph that doesn't know how to draw freeways or roads or make anything up. They just make it up. They don't care. By the way, guys, civil engineers are the bottom of the barrel engineers in engineering. Just letting you know, there is a hierarchy in engineering, and the civil engineers they're there at the bottom. Those are the guys who couldn't get another job. Debbie says she's in Central Georgia. So, hey guys, remember, we gotta make sure that, oh, I didn't do a friend request. Sorry, Debbie. I did do my friend request just now. So you should be receiving that in light speed. Before I was even able to say it out loud, it was already there. Because that's what Facebook is. Facebook's over 20 years old and they still suck. So don't worry about that. Anyway, John says he's in Western Georgia. Carrollton, Georgia is where he says he's at. So, and also, Bundy Cobbs is in Georgia. And I got a couple other guys in Georgia. I have a half inch copper straw you can have, Jim. Well, John, I don't think that's very appropriate here on the show. I don't want to take your straw. Don Moody says, Ohio. By the way, real quick, Don, why does the Ohio Buckeyes sticker on their football helmets look like pot leaves? Asking from a kid who grew up in the 80s going, why do they get to have pot leaves on their helmets? Anyway, go Buckeyes! Or weed helmet sticker guys, whatever they say. You know, it's a thing. We're popping it in here. They use copper. They're called copper pipes. Oh, I see what you did there, John. I see. Oh yeah. Nice. I was referring to the length, not the girth, sir. Wink, wink. Anyway, Don says, who said they were born in Iowa? Who was that here? We got, I was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, says Debbie. And we won't hold that against her because, you know, we're just good people like that. Georgia is pronounced Georgia. Georgia? Ah, I got you, Georgia. We've now figured out geography. And obviously, a lot of us don't know that Iran is literally thousands or let's do this, hundreds of miles, or wait, no, let's do this, a country, no, like two countries away from Israel. I don't know. We're still trying to figure out geography over there. I used to train and drive harness horses. Oh, Debbie, that's a little bit of a secret. I watch harness horses racing. I have watched it on TikTok. I got on a thread one time, and they just kept coming up on my feed. And I'm going to tell you what. I love horses. I think they're amazing animals. The fact that they see us as like we're gigantic and they're the ant, like we're so huge And then they're like, oh my God, here comes Jim Price. He's like, so big, and I'm so little bitty. Amazing parts about horses. Horses are amazing stuff. But I've seen those races and those. We're not talking about the day's topic. We got to get back to January 6th. Debbie, you're distracting me. So it's going to be a problem. As she's behind it, it's got bicycle wheels. I'm just going to describe you as this. As I see this, it's two great big 10-speed bicycle wheels. And, you're sitting on a 2x4, maybe a little bit wider than that. If you got a bigger butt, who knows? Anyway, you're sitting on it and the hoofs of the horse are like right here, the real hooves. As the horse is running like hell that direction, you sit behind it, and all the stuff from the horse is coming at you, and there's a tail right here with a booty hole behind the tail, like the horse's part where, the exhaust, you know, the exhaust port on a horse? That's right here. Hooves with metal, you know, horseshoes are coming at you. It's crazy. And it's actually really fun, so... Anyway, it's a kind of a neat deal. All right, let's get back to the topic at hand now that Debbie has now become the distraction. Well, the new girl in the class is obviously, you know, the focus of our attention. So now, folks, now we've all figured out who Debbie is. You can all play with her at recess. We'll all go talk later, but let's get back to the original topic here. All right, the Department of Justice is using a statute called obstructed a congressional proceeding, okay? Using a statute called obstructed a congressional proceeding. I don't like the obstructed part because it seems like there's a part of the sentence missing. Anyway, to prosecute hundreds of these protesters simply for exercising First Amendment rights, the statute is a serious felony with a potential of 20 years behind bars. Wait. What about the Palestinian thing the other day when they had the Palestinian protest walk right through the main door and shut down proceedings? Nothing on that? How about when they got in the rotunda and they had to shut all the doors down in there and they had to secure the whole area? No, that wasn't it? That doesn't stop a proceeding? How about the fact that you guys just not need to stop proceeding at all? I was watching C-SPAN again today. Love the channel. It sucks sideways. It is not worth watching, guys. Absolutely the worst thing in the world. Watch your money being spent. Trillions of dollars just being blown out the butt by a bunch of people who don't care about you, and they only think that they're answering to an optic. They're answering a question that nobody's asking. By the way, today, the White House, Joe Biden went to Scranton today, and nobody showed up at his event. Poor guy. But the White House has said, if you cannot fund Ukraine, there will be no aid for Israel. Israel is one of the wealthiest countries on earth. Why are we having this conversation? Why? This is the kind of stuff I don't understand, guys. I don't get this. You need to start asking better questions. You need to start railing on these people. All right, let's get back because we're going to run out of time. No, we won't. We got plenty of time. The Department of Justice used a statute. Okay, so they're going to say 20 years behind bars. CNN. Oh, hey, guys. How is CNN alive? I mean, seriously, who is paying these people? Oh, that's right, we are. Because we have a CIA and FBI office in the CNN headquarters.
Don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
Just like the one they have in Facebook, just like the one they had in Twitter, just like the one they have in Instagram, just like they have the one in Pinterest. By the way, girls, when your girls are growing around there and you're looking at your little flower baskets, you're like, oh, this is so cute if I put this together and sold it on Etsy. You guys are absolutely being watched by the FBI, NSA, CIA because of... I don't know. I don't know what you people do over there, but you guys obviously need to get this under control. Just saying. All right. So CNN notes that this case also has implications for President Donald J. Trump, who was charged by corrupt Special Counsel Jack Smith for exercising his First Amendment rights on that fateful day. Fateful day? I don't know about fateful. It was just a day. And Jack Smith, can you get any more of a vanilla name than Jack Smith? I mean, seriously, buddy. You look like one of the bad guys in the movie. You look like you should be you know, I don't know, not a prosecutor. Anyway, Gorsuch threw out several meaningful real-life instances involving these left-wing figures, including the unlawful sit-in during a trial which occurred during the Brett Kavanaugh hearing in 2018. Jamal Bowen, remember that guy who pulled the fire alarm to prevent a crucial vote to keep the government open? Hecklers during the State of the Union, so-called mostly peaceful protesters, BLM riots. This is your Gorsuch. This is the Supreme Court justice referencing these exact things that I'm talking about in my mind's eye, my memory, to say these things. It's amazing. He's saying the same thing. I may be smart. No, we're not going to start doing that. We're going to leave it at low-level thinking here as best possible. I shared with some of my friends before I'll leave you all. Well, Debbie, what, you come rushing in and you got to leave early because Dad's picking you up for lunch? What is this? Okay, she says, Jim, I hate to leave already. I need to go and start feeding all my farm animals. I'll be back for your next show. Really enjoyed it. Well, Debbie, you know, the new girl, she comes in, makes a splash, then Dad takes her to lunch because she's going to a new school. I get it, but we're going to have regular attendance and participation. We cannot have you, you know, can't have you disrupting the class. We are here for education purposes only, and we don't need you just muffing it up with your new girl stuff. So anyway, we'll say mucking it up because I think the other word I use is not the right word. Hey, is that what happens when they're scissoring? Is they're muffing it up? Anyway, all right, so largest semi-truck manufacturer is set to go on strike in early May next month. What are you talking about, Kenny? Hey, Kenny Powers, what are you talking about? You talking about Kenworth is getting ready to go on strike? You guys, I don't have this striking thing. Hey, Steve, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a minute. Thank you so much for being here. all right, so let's go on. Gorsuch asks Solicitor General Elizabeth with a Z, Perlager, whether these actions would qualify for 20 years in prison. Elizabeth with a Z tried to spin her way out of the questioning. She claimed that the DOJ would need to prove corrupt intent or whether these incidents qualified as a meaningful disruption of the proceedings. Of course, in all these incidences recounted by Gorsuch met those qualifications. So, of course, all these incidents recounted by Gorsuch met those qualifications, meaning the leftist, including Bauman, should have received years in prison. But Elizabeth with a Z could not really answer Gorsuch's question unless she wanted to admit defeat. Silly girl. You're silly. You're so silly. Elizabeth with a Z with a bang haircut in the, okay, all right, I'll have to show you guys. What's this haircut here? Where do I want to go? Where do I go here? Let's do this. Let's see here. You guys got to fill me in on this because I just don't know this haircut, I guess. We're just going to show you guys real quick. What's this haircut on Elizabeth with a Z? What is that? What's this haircut? Let's listen to the exchange between her and Gorsuch real quick.
If I might, what does that mean for the breadth of this statute? Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
There are multiple elements of the statute that I think might not be satisfied by those hypotheticals, and it relates to the point I was going to make to the Chief Justice about the breadth of this statute. The kind of built-in limitations are the things that I think would potentially suggest that many of those things wouldn't be something the government could charge or prove.
Okay, I'm going to stop her talking for a second. Holy crap, I don't like her! I don't give a crap if she is the most intelligent human being that has ever walked on two legs, the most intelligent female that's ever been birthed on Earth. Her voice and her cadence. Oh, God.
God, I got sick. I'm going to get so sick. Oh, my God. Oh, it's coming up. Oh, my God. It's so gross. Okay. Ken says it's going to be the Freightliner Western Star. They're owned by Mercedes. Okay, a couple tidbits on the haircut. Ken says it's a Lego haircut. You just pop it off. And then Carrie says, I call it the page boy haircut. Lindsay, well, you missed a lot because we had a newcomer, and Debbie kind of ran the table for a while. She was definitely on top of all the topics, and she was commenting like a soldier. So new girl got a lot of attention, then she left. Well, yeah, but that's what girls do. That's what girls do. They're like a cat. Cats there we go. All right, we're gonna move on.
Prove as 1512C2 beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay,
would include the fact.
Let's go back.
The kind of built-in limitations or the things that I think would potentially suggest that many of those things wouldn't be something the government could charge or prove as 1512C2 beyond a reasonable doubt would include the fact that the actus reus does require obstruction, which we understand to be a meaningful interference. So that means that if you have some minor disruption or delay or some minimal outburst, okay, we don't think it falls within the actus reus to begin with.
My outbursts require the court to reconvene after the proceeding has been brought back into line, or the pulling of the fire alarm, the vote has to be rescheduled, or the protest outside of a courthouse makes it inaccessible for a period of time. Are those all federal felonies subject to 20 years in prison?
Hell yeah.
With some of them, it would be necessary.
All right, guys, I got to get back to your comments here real quick because I think you guys are just killing it on the comments. So let's get back over here. She came quick and left. No good. Sounds like AOC. Edwards is administering a premature 40 lashes of wet noodle with Lindsay. She was tardy, and we will have to go back to see what the evidence reads, though. But if the superintendent gets involved, you may be expelled. We'll have to see Lindsay. We could always go ahead and put that up for review. Yes, this lady sounds like she's late for chores. She had chores to do, is what Don Murray Moody said. That's perfect. I love it, Don. Thank you. All right, let's go back to her again. Let's just finish up her little statement here. That's where she's at. Hello, everybody.
Necessary to show nexus. So with respect to the protest outside the courthouse, we have to show that they were aiming at the proceeding.
Yeah, they were trying to stop the proceeding.
Yes, and then we'd also have to be able to prove that they acted corruptly, and this sets a stringent mens rea. It's not even just the mere intent to obstruct. We have to show that also, but we have to show that they had corrupt intent in acting in that way.
We went around that tree yesterday.
I heard the argument yesterday, but I guess what I would say is that to the extent that your hypotheticals are pressing on the idea of a peaceful protest, even one that's quite disruptive, it's not clear to me that the government would be able to show that each of those protesters had corrupt intent.
So mostly peaceful protest that actually obstructs and impedes an official proceeding for an indefinite period would not be covered?
Not necessarily. We would just have to have the evidence of intent. And that's a high bar.
They intend to do it, all right.
Okay, so, wow. So they intend to do it, all right. Now imagine this. When those people went up to that building and they were standing there, they were standing out at the edges of the building. We know that there were police officers and FBI that coerced them to come in to those grounds and then come up to the doors. And then those that broke the windows out, crawled through windows, went through doors. Again, this was all set up. This was all a setup. Do you guys not see how they just literally laid out the entire setup that would cause these people to act in a way they would not act normally? This is what the government does every day. MK Ultra, paperclip. By the way, guys, they're getting ready to do Project Bluebeam big time. Project Bluebeam is getting ready to pop off in the worst way. I'm going to tell you right now, Project Bluebeam is going to be the new one. They're already doing holographic images. They're already doing different things. They're testing out the technology. Guys, they're going to put a dragon in the sky. I'm being facetious, but I'm being very literal at the exact same time. They're going to put a dragon in the sky. They're going to make it look like fireworks. They're going to do all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now, just be prepared for it because this is what they do. This is how they're going to get us all wound up and get us all thinking that we got, oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, that's us. We're out of here. Well, guys,
Project Bluebeam, which is their ability to put holographic images into the sky. Have you not seen the Olympic opening? Have you not seen the FIFA World Cup? Have you not seen the different races and different things across the world where they've had these in these gymnasium or not gymnasiums in these arenas? One more time. What am I gonna call it? Stadiums. When you have the stadiums and you have all these images that are lasered around and they look like dragons swooping through, you guys have all seen that, correct? Guys, that is coming next. To get you to do something you don't normally do, do not react. Listen to me. I mean this in this most sincere way possible. Do not react. Come here, Daisy. Come on. What are you doing? Oh, we got some rain last night. We got a real pop-up storm here in Wichita last night. It was kind of crazy. I didn't realize we were up for so much rain. But, man, we needed it, though. We needed the rain. Okay, is that better? You feel good? I don't know. Have you guys ever seen Daisy? Come here, Daisy. Come here. Oh, she gets so weird when I hold her, though. She gets so... Hi, Daisy. Hi, Daisy. Say hi. And see, being the deaf dog that she is, she's not a big talker. So... Oh, was that your nose on there? All right, here we go. And we're down. There you go. Oh, she's so excited now. All right. Anyway. Edward asked, react to what? Well, Ed, I'm just saying anything in general. There's going to be something that seems very lambastous. Nuclear. Jesus is coming back. Satan arose from the dead. Whatever it is. Whatever they're going to do. Whatever this image. Guys, understand the idea of the movie Wag the Dog. Go watch Wag the Dog and The Matrix back-to-back. If you watch Wag the Dog and Matrix back-to-back, it's going to make so much more sense to you. What is coming your way? What they believe you are, you're nothing more than a sewage bag, the meat bag that they get to, you know, they get to run their assets through you as chattel, but also... it's easier to kill you than deal with you. They don't want you around. If you guys could die faster, that would make them a lot happier. Edward sees, I don't see nothing. That's right. All right. So going on, let's go finish out Gorsuch's, article here real quick. Which I do love the fact that Gorsuch brought out, like, hey, so they indefinitely postpone a court hearing, but because it's mostly peaceful, well, it's about their intent, okay? But intent to what? They went and watched a man speak. They came down the Capitol. Someone pushed the doors open. They walked in. What, did they fly to D.C. going, I can't wait to walk in open doors at Capitol building? Nobody did that. That's not how that works. All right, so let's go on to see. Gorsuch was having none of Elizabeth with a Z. She does look like Elizabeth with a Z, doesn't she? She looks like the chick who would be like, that's Elizabeth with a Z. Like, don't you see her being that girl? Anyway, so it's a nonsensical spinning and pushback. We went around that tree yesterday, he told her, which was brilliant. Thank you. I do like these new Supreme Court justices that are on there. I thought a lot of them are very much a dollar. And I think this is amazing to watch this happen, but this is great that he said that. Then he pinpointed the most one of the things in her statement. So a mostly peaceful protest that disrupts an official proceedings for an indefinite period would not be covered. Elizabeth with a Z responded by trying to bring up the intent. Before Gorsuch shut her down again. Joseph Fisher, a former Pennsylvania police officer, was participating in the January 6th protest. He is the person who brought the case to the Supreme Court. His lawyers pointed out Fisher spent less than 4 minutes inside the building and advanced fewer than 25 feet. The DOJ prosecutors argued differently, though. They claim Fisher warned his police chief that things might get violent. He texts that protesters should drag Democrats into the street and have a mob trial. I don't have any objections. What are we talking about? Anyway, a grand jury returned 7-count indictment against Fisher in March of 2021, just months after the attack. The indictment included charges of civil disorder. 25 feet into the building, and that's civil disorder. Assaulting. Resisting. Impeding officers, as well as the obstruction charge, he faces at least 20 years in prison. Okay, now wait. If you walk through an open door, how is that disorder, a civil disorder? How is that civil disorder? Or assaulting, or resisting, or impeding officers. The officers are the ones that opened up the doors from the inside. Remember that, folks? Anyway, the case before the Supreme Court involves only the last charge. Gateway Pundit has extensively reported on the sufferings of J6 protesters and the Biden regime. In addition to outrageous sentencing, some were assaulted by Capitol officers, denied medical care, and have been beaten in prison. That absolutely is absolutely correct, guys. I've had the guys on here. We have had these conversations. I had Jake on just a few weeks ago. I've had Jeremy Brown on. I've had a lot of these different guys on the show. And guys, this is where we're at. This is what the battle looks like right here. So if you guys want to know what the war looks like, this is it. I'm reporting on the war right now. This is what the war looks like. Good to see you, Terrence Williams. Thank you so much for being here. And as we go down through all these things, guys, this is important that you realize that these people really do want to kill you. And I'm not saying that to get you to like, oh, where's my pearls? Clutching my pearls. Oh, no. Guys, the shot didn't convince you of that. 9/11 didn't convince you of that. January 6th doesn't convince you of that. Ukraine doesn't convince you of that. Israel doesn't convince you of that. Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Somalia. I mean, ask Hillary Clinton how that all went down with the whole ambassador killing thing. That was all a lesson learned, too. You know that he was actually stepping outside of his what they called his purview, and was reporting on crimes in that country, and they killed him. And they blamed it on some weak excuses on some stuff that really made no sense. Claudia, good to see you. Thank you so much for being on Twitter. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Look, we went up one. We're up to 3289 on Twitter today. So we were at 88, and during the show, folks, I've gained one follower. And if we do go back here and look, oh yeah, right there we have a new follow. Oh no, wait, no. Oh yeah, we've got one new follower. Very good, thank you for that new follow. I appreciate it. So anyway, let's go back to how this works, guys. They are trying to get you off this planet. They're trying to usher you through the slaughter. I don't think we get the consumptive nature of the evil that wants to destroy us. A fire doesn't go through the house and make it better. Murder doesn't make the body more alive. Poisons don't bring the body back to health. Your enemy wants you gone. They want you off of this earth. They want you complete, like, just, like, literally just beep, beep, back it off, guys. Bye. I'm out. See ya. But this is what they do. This is what they do. This is how they do it. They bring you on, sell you the story about the three hots in a cot. You got to get three squares every day. Feed your face, feed your face, feed your face, feed your face, feed your face. You know, then get all inflamed, then go to the doctor, then the doctor gives you a pill that makes you poop sideways instead of where you should, and oh, your hair's falling out, and your thing doesn't work, and you're in menopause, and this is happening, your skin's wrinkling. Guys, this is all part of the plan. Evil doesn't want you to flourish. What are you, you thought Biden really had your best interest at heart? You thought that he was looking out for you and your well-being? This is how this works. This evil that is here is meant for you to stand up and say no. Say no. It's so easy. It's not that hard. We make things out of things, and I don't think you guys realize it. You guys make things like it's like, well, so what I got to do is after I get my first $1 million, I'm going to start building me a... No. Just say no. Guys, we have learned how to say no through COVID. How many of you guys stood up and said no then? And now you're like, well, no. No, I don't want to make a mad. No. You guys are willing to stand in grocery stores and hardware stores and open pavilions and say, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to wear your diaper. I mean, then you guys have lost that drive. You've lost that ability to fight off trillions of dollars of propaganda. You guys fought off one of the most impressive, media, science, social programs on earth. They've tied in everything. Money. Oh, is this a cheeseburger I get for getting a shot and the French fries come with it? Mr. de Blasio? I mean, have we all forgotten about that nutbag? How about the nutbag called Cuomo, Governor Cuomo? What happened to that guy? Oh, no, we got the other chick in New York. She's so much better. Girls, I mean, seriously, you guys got to get together and stop putting women like her into power. Gretchen Wilson in Michigan, you guys got to, I mean, this has got to stop. You girls got to get together and just, like, stop getting these really weird women that really do a bunch of bad stuff. I mean, just get away from them. Just get away from them. You guys got to start voting in better people because this is the problem. And this is how it happens. We go keep going back, and we keep making the same mistakes over and over again. But guys, they brought the medical ships back to the New York Harbor into California. They brought and bought. They made millions and millions of ventilators. They brought in all these specialty things and all these protocols and these stickers on the floor. And once in a while in a business, I'll still see these round stickers on 6 feet away, stop the spread. Whoever was making those stickers was like laughing all the way to the bank. He's like, you bet your ass I'm making you some stickers, you dummies. But my point is that we learned how to stand up against trillions of dollars of propaganda, social media, movie stars, singers, your church. A lot of churches were doing the whole shot drive, and oh, yeah. And then the churches shut down, and the schools shut down, and we're doing all this. And you talk about the pressure that we were all on just to comply, to stop spreading the news. You know, this is what we do. So we knew how to do this then. So what makes you so weak now? What makes you so weak now? What happened to you to where you're so weak now you can't stand up to these guys? You can't be out there just killing it. So again, guys, don't worry about what's going on around you. You guys got all the answers. You guys have been here. You guys know what you're doing. So make it happen, Captain. All right, guys, remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in, we will win. I promise, and I'll make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Remember, the government is limited by the Constitution, never you. You have all the freedoms and liberties you want. The government is yours to run the way you want it. And if you don't stand up and run it, well, then it'll run the way it wants to. If you ever met a dog that doesn't know how to obey, well, they're kind of a piece of crap. So what do you think your government's going to be? Kind of a piece of crap. It's going to crap on your carpet, right? It's going to pee on your bed. I mean, think about it. This is all part of the deal. Guys, we are going to be doing the Monday night Zoom calls. I did put that Zoom call link out yesterday during the show. Claudia, I'm sorry we missed you last night. But we have one that the Zoom call link from last night is reoccurring. That will be good for a solid year. So that Zoom link is going to be out there repeating over and over again. So you guys want to need it. It's on the chats. It's in different places. If you need it personally, message me and I will get it back to you. And that way you have it. But we will be doing those every week. And we had a great conversation last night. It was good to see you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of that Zoom call. All right, guys, that's it for me. Understand who you are, what you are. Stand up and say no. We're fighting them. We're winning. It is happening. Stop getting your poopy lip out there. You get that little poopy lip out there, the bird's going to poop on it. Anyway, so, guys, we are winning. Be the difference makers. It's that simple. All right, guys, I'm Jim Price of Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys all be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.